Welcome to the Healthcare IT Today interview series. We feel lucky to be able to talk to so many smart, passionate, and knowledgeable people in healthcare. Now, we're taking our favorite interviews and sharing them with you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy perspectives on the world of health IT.
Hey everyone, I'm John Lynn, the founder and chief editor at Healthcare IT Today. We're excited to bring you another in our series of interviews with top leaders in health IT. And our guest today is Peter Durlach. He's CVP, Chief Strategy Officer at Microsoft Health and Life Sciences. Welcome, Peter.
Hey, John, thank you very much. I really appreciate the time to have this conversation. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, it's part of my favorite topic, ambient clinical voice. We're going to start diving into some EHR integrations. So I'm excited to learn more about what you're working on. But before we go there, tell us a little bit about yourself and Nuance Microsoft Health.
Yeah, so I have been one of the executive leaders of the Nuance healthcare business since 2006 when we founded that division. I've been helping to run that business since then in a number of roles. And when we got acquired by Microsoft, we put the Nuance healthcare business along with the Microsoft business together and have combined them now into what we call Microsoft Health and Life Sciences. So it's a combined set of technologies across Nuance and Microsoft for providers, payers, and life science companies. And I'm the chief strategy officer for that combined operation. I'm part of the executive team that manages overall the business for Microsoft and healthcare.
Awesome. Well, it's definitely one of the bombshell acquisitions. I think it's interesting to see it evolve. But there's also interesting, you know, you have a partnership with Epic. We saw it on stage at Epic UGM, all of those things. And we want to get into the details of how you're integrating with Epic, but tell us how you're working with together with Epic to integrate DAX Copilot.
Yeah, so you know, our partnerships with our EHR partners go back a long time. Because as you know, clinicians and others want to work within the workflow of their daily life that they do, in this case, clinically. So we've had long-term relationships, you know, with Epic and many other EHRs for a long period of time. And we have a very strong relationship, clearly, you know, with Epic. So the integration now spans both Microsoft and Nuance. It's not just on the Nuance side. So Nuance historically has integrated our products like Dragon and PowerScribe and other products that we had on the Nuance side. And Microsoft has been working with Epic to support Epic's migration to the cloud. So running Epic on Azure, all the Epic Nebula cloud hosting capabilities are built on Azure. And, you know, over the last year, we've done a deep partnership around the generative AI capabilities, as has been publicized, so that Epic and others are integrating AI, generative AI across many, many use cases. So the work we've done in the ambient space is part of this much larger Microsoft / Nuance partnership with Epic that sort of spans every part of the technology stack. So on the ambient side, you know, we have integrated Dragon, which is used by approximately 65 to 70% of physicians today. And about 80% of all Epic physicians use that. And we did that back in like 2006, 2007. So we've had a deep partnership on the voice side. And then starting around 2017 or so, we pioneered the entire ambient concept. We did at Nuance. And there's actually a famous video inside the Epic world where we actually did a joint vision video with Epic back around that time where they showed what the future of documentation would be. And the idea of you walk into an exam room as a clinician, you have a discussion with the patient, and all of the documentation, coding, and other functions that clinicians would prefer not to do happen sort of semi-automatically inside of Epic, and then the physician just reviews that. That's a vision we set up now 7 or 8 years ago. And if you haven't had a chance to watch that, see that video sometime, it would be worth it. So for us, we've been on this journey to take from the Dragon world and bring up our DAX Copilot, and DAX is Dragon Ambient Experience. This idea, instead of dictating explicitly for everything, you could have this ambient encounter. So now we've really achieved that next level by having our DAX product, which has been in the market since around 2020, this next generation using all the combination of Nuance's proprietary AI and these generative AI models deeply embedded into the workflow of Epic, and I can talk more about this. So we're on this continuous journey to basically allow what all clinicians want, which is, again, let me just talk to the patient, do my medical decision-making, look the patient in the eye, and have this administrative stuff done for me so I can take care of patients, my administrative burden and burnout go down. And when I go home at night, instead of documenting in pajama time, I can spend time with my family.
Yeah. No, it's so exciting. Ironically, I'd love to see the video. I haven't seen it. I wrote an article in 2006 describing what we were. The only thing I missed was I said it should be video, which it turns out we don't need the video probably, or probably don't want it. But that's interesting, the evolution. But we've wanted this for a long time. I think that's the key element there. Everyone sees that. It's great to see that, that it's finally coming to fruition. I think, the technology is finally there. Talk to us though in the, about the integration with Epic. In the announcement, it talks about being embedded in Epic. What does that mean that DAX Copilot is embedded in Epic?
Yeah, it's a great question. So again, the whole point here is to minimize disruption to the workflow that clinicians, want to do. That's true for pretty much any product. So the more tightly you can integrate it to the native workflow in the HR, the better. So what we've done with Epic is we actually pioneered this embedded version. We were the first company that did all this work with Epic, and today are the only company that have live deployments of this embedded technology today. So what the two major advantages are is the mobile application that the physicians use to select the patient and then do the recording is Epic's native Haiku application. So there's no separate mobile app. They're just using the same mobile application they use for everything else. They select the patient, they make sure the patient is given consent, and they can do everything else that, in this case, Epic allows you to do on Haiku, and all the recording is done on the same application. So they don't have to worry about switching applications on the recording device. And secondly, even more importantly, when the document comes back as an AI-generated draft, right? There's no other human in the loop. The AI produces a draft within a few seconds that then is presented to the physician. All of that note shows up in what are called smart sections in Hyperdrive in Epic. So they have built this capability to have these smart, intelligent sections where parts of the note go directly into these sections. They merge with any pre-charting work that has been done, and all of the native Epic tools are available. So when the physician looks at the chart, it's semi-structured. It uses all the templates that the physician's already using. They still have available to all of their smart data elements, smart links, but it's natively in Epic. And so from the physician's point of view, it's just sort of almost like, I don't want to over, hype it, but it's sort of like magic. They literally finish the conversation with a few seconds. If they're in the room or they go, depending where they want to do it, that note in a semi-structured thing is right there in the native template that they use inside of Epic's Hyperdrive.
Now, are they doing all of that from Haiku? And do they have to use Haiku for recording, or can they use the desktop version as well? How are you approaching kind of desktop versus mobile?
Right. So in our world, we have DAX Copilot, what we call the standalone version, where there's a Microsoft Nuance application on here that can work pretty much the normal way with any EHR. But most physicians, they want to use the mobile device because you need a microphone to
Right.
record, and you don't want something on the wall. And the recording capabilities of these are amazing, and you can turn it on and off. So they want to use the mobile device. They're going from room to room. They want to use it. So they use the application that they want today. So, but the text that they review generally on the desktop
Gotcha.
because it has the full screen. They usually have a desktop in the exam room. They don't have to, but most do because they want to check information. So the recording happens here, the patient selection happens here, but the text, generally the review process, is, it happens all on the desktop because they have the full screen. They can look around, and it's just the way physicians want to work.
Interesting. And let's talk more about that final output to Epic. You talked about using Epic's smart data elements. Could you give some examples of that integration and what that looks like as far as, how it goes from Haiku and being recorded into that, the desktop display? Do you have to indicate that, use this smart data element? Help me
Right.
understand how that works from a, or is this the AI intelligent enough to know you're essentially using your smart data elements?
Yeah, no, it's very cool. So what Epic has done generally is they allow physicians to use the templates that they're usually already using at Epic, and then they have a number of things like history of present illness, assessment plan that are targeted smart data elements. Okay, and those are set up in the template. From the physician's point of view, they just talk to the patient. This is the amazing thing about the DAX Copilot. You can talk with the patient. You can talk in any order. You can have small talk about the family. And what DAX Copilot does, it takes all that audio, it transcribes it, and then it uses very advanced generative AI, both combination of our proprietary model that's been built on more data than any other system, plus the generative AI capabilities to then parse out what's the most relevant parts of the encounter based on millions of examples. We do that all in the background in the cloud running on Microsoft Azure. And we then send structured data back to Epic. They map to these, the template. And so, for example, the history of President Elder stuff shows up properly. The assessment shows up. The set of problems that they've documented show up in sequence. The format of that is tailored to the physician and based on the template. So there's a very tight linking that we kind of pioneered this whole interface with Epic on, which is how do you get ambient information in a way that also takes advantage of the existing template structure that the physicians have already set up in Epic. So it feels very smooth to the physician because it's almost like they had used traditional Dragon to dictate in the templates, but here for the encounter part, they don't need to do that. It just happens as an output of the conversation. And we're continuing to drive innovation so that more and more structured data comes out of that conversation to drive all sorts of workflows in Epic. Because what everybody wants at the end of the day, you know, you've been in this business for a long time, you sort of know what the holy grail is. Let me talk to the patient. Let me create a document. Let me do the coding. Let me do the abstracting. Let me trigger any BPAs I need. All that other stuff that a human has to do by pointing and clicking and do, you want to automate is all that so the physician can just review and then sign off on that. So think of this as a way to turn an ambient conversation into a highly accurate note that also has structured data elements under that can drive all the workflows in the EHR. So really, that's what this is doing. And we're still early, I would say, on the journey to that. This is a big step forward in the integration, but there's lots of other structured data that's going to start coming out of these conversations to drive these other workflows inside of Epic and other EHRs.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, that's the problem. Everyone says, well, the EHR is causing burnout. I said, no, the EHR just required us to document a bunch of stuff we never documented. And that's what's causing the burnout. And so, you know, to me, the answer is ambient clinical voice to satisfy our need for granular data, but also, you know, allow the doctor the freedom to see the patient.
Yeah, so very much so. Yeah, the EHRs don't call the burnout. The requirements around documentation compliance cause the burnout, and the EHR has to sort of collect that information. So this is why they're so powerful. And just as some data points, for example, through our entire DAX family, you know, 85 to 90% of physicians can't imagine living without this. 70% reduction in burnout time, 70% improvement in burnout, 50% reduction in documentation, roughly 7 minutes, say 6 to 7 minutes saved per encounter. And we also, many of our clients do real-time QR scanning for the patient on the satisfaction. So what's really cool too is over 80, 85% of patients believe the experience is much better with the physician because the physician is spending more time and looking them in the eye and is not distracted about typing and trying to keep track of what they're going to document. So the amazing thing about the tech is it makes it better for the clinician. It also makes it better for the patient. And we know this as humans. If you're talking to someone and they're distracted, not looking in your eye and multitasking, how does it make you feel? not really focused on, yeah. Right? Exactly the same thing happens in exam. So we help both sides, you know, of the equation here. And for us, you know, now sort of putting on the larger Microsoft hat, you know, we have this whole idea of this AI as empowering every person, every organization to do more through this concept of a co-pilot. Copilot is an AI assistant that helps you accomplish your task. It doesn't take away your responsibility or accountability or get rid of what you do, but it tries to do as much of the legwork and grunt work so you can do the higher value thing. So for DAX, we produce a draft note that the physician still has to review. But with GitHub Copilot, we do that for coders. With Microsoft 365, we do it for knowledge workers. So it really fits into this idea of, you know, really improving productivity and satisfaction and allowing you to do more because you don't have to do, you know, all the legwork for whatever role that you're in.
But doctors love the legwork. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
They no one liked the grunt work. To going back to your integration with Epic and the unique templates of an individual, is there an onboarding process for you to understand what that, you know, Hospital X has implemented versus Hospital Y in order to ensure it meets, you know, what they need? Or, you know, how does that work from an integration standpoint?
It's a great question. And the beauty of working so tightly with Epic here is that, no, we don't. Because when physicians get set up in Epic, they decide with their team and their Epic team how the workflow should work and what the template should be.
Yeah.
And so we leverage that. That's the beauty of the integration. So our job at Microsoft is to most accurately capture the conversation, extract out the clinical data that's relevant and put it in a format that the physician wants and send that back through an API into Epic. They then do all the mapping of that into these fields that have already been set up with the physician. So it allows us to scale. We've actually, one of the really cool things we've seen with Dax Copilot is between that level of integration, the fact that we also now have deep online training material built into Dax, we see rapid scaling with the clinicians from an adoption point of view. There's not, and it varies by physician, by site, but in general, the amount of handholding you have to do is very light because from the physician's point of view, what are they doing? They make sure the patient's consent and they hit record or stop and they put the mic down. They just talk to the patient like they're talking to the patient.
Yep.
And the note shows up in a template they already have within a few seconds that they have to review. So it's a very natural experience for them. So the training required, we don't have to customize the templates one by one. We don't have to do a ton of training and, you know, off you go. And that's why we're seeing such really amazing results with the product. Now, it's not right for everybody. There's some physicians are super optimized. Maybe it doesn't add as much value that for some. So it's not right for every physician, but for the majority of physicians, Ambient's a real game changer. The other thing I will mention that's really important is that physicians want one platform that lets them do different types of speech workflow. So not everything is Ambient. If you do pre-charting, you may want to document something. You're just talking to the microphone. You can use the same mobile device to pre-chart something. Use the traditional, what you think of as Dragon. You're dictating. You want the text to show up accurately, word for word, what you're saying, or trigger or macro. So you can pre-chart using Dragon. You walk into the room, same device. You now record Ambient, get the encounter. And when you leave the room, maybe there's some post-encounter stuff you want to document. You thought about it. You didn't want to say in front of the patient, whatever. So we're the only player that has one platform called Dragon that supports pre-charting, Ambient, post, all on one platform that already 70% of physicians in the U.S. use, and even higher percentage inside of Epic. So part of the value of this is not just that the Ambient thing has kind of got to the next level, but you have one platform for these different workflows for your clinical workflow. And that together is what drives up the adoption rates for the docs.
Interesting. Let's talk about in-office versus telehealth. You know, when COVID hit, I said, man, if I'm a telehealth vendor, I would layer Ambient Voice on there so that then everyone thinks that it's awesome because of telehealth. No one did. They were a little busy probably delivering. But what's the workflow look like for in-office visits versus telehealth?
Yeah, so it varies a little bit by vendor. So one of the things we realized early on, it might surprise the audience, but this mic works really well for a telehealth encounter. So if I'm doing a visit with you right now and I'm the physician, I'd have my EHR up, I'd log in, I'd still select on the mobile device, and I do exactly this today. Most of our demos today to clients are through exactly an environment like telehealth. We do through Teams generally. We do a live encounter, and we actually use, in that case, we just use the microphone in Teams. So we have two options. One is if we're not embedded in the telehealth video platform, they use the mobile device just like they do with a physical visit. Then with certain things like Microsoft Teams and others are jumping onto this, they bake it directly into the application. So there's actually a DAX button, like in Teams, could be in Zoom, it could be in any platform, where you're actually using the recording mechanism inside the telehealth audiovisual system. And therefore, you don't even need to use the mobile device. So that's still kind of rolling out depending on what infrastructure you use. But today, anybody could just use this, and think over time, you'll start to see this more embedded so that the audio recording device is actually the device you're doing the telehealth visit on versus this. But this works fine today.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And do you see Dax Copilot evolving into what I would call a full digital assistant that retrieves data versus just listening and documenting data? How do you see that evolving?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So the way we look at it, and we sort of have the unique opportunity here because we're part of Microsoft now, is we have this Azure AI platform that has all the AI capabilities. So using Epic as the example, since that's the focus of this interview, we support Epic through over 60 use cases today of AI. Some of them are directly embedded in Epic where they're using our Azure AI infrastructure and bringing that to bear. They've announced some of this, like the most widely known one is trying to automate as much of the inbox messaging that physicians and others get from patients by producing draft responses that the clinical team can use. Then we also have these applications we're building, like DAX, where we're integrating with Epic, but Microsoft is also building part of the application layer on that. So we're supporting tons of use cases in EHRs that mix and match depending on what's the right workflow and where do you surface that information. For DAX specifically, yes, you're going to start to see a number of, I'm not going to announce them all on the call today, but you're going to start to see a number of other capabilities that make sense to do where you want to use voice to do this. You can imagine this. Well, if I want to edit the note or do something, you can imagine use cases. You can imagine use cases where I want to look up other information that maybe I want to pull in. That's a natural thing. The other thing that's important to know that I want to mention is that DAX itself is going to be able to be used by many third parties to do things too. So it's not just going to be what we produce. It's going to be other people that produce applications on top of that. So you're going to see a lot of innovation coming from our ambient capabilities within this broader context of what we can do at Microsoft to empower these different AI-powered use cases.
Can't believe you don't want to break some news here, Peter. I'm happy just kidding. We're not really breaking news. So talk to us. What's next for the partnership with Epic? What do you see on kind of the roadmap going forward?
Yeah, again, so just as I mentioned, you mentioned you were at UGM, you know, recently. You know, we're very privileged to have been working with Epic closely for now almost 17 years. Myself and a peer of mine named Joe Petro have been the executive sponsors of the Epic relationship since day one at Nuance, and we're now responsible overall with Epic as part of Microsoft. So we have some very good friends, personal friends at Epic, and you know, we have 80% of the Epic client base uses, you know, Microsoft Nuance, say maybe even higher today with the combined Microsoft stack. So as I mentioned earlier, we are supporting them in sort of three big buckets today. One is working with them tightly on optimizing the core Epic platform to run on Azure. So we have a whole dedicated team. Many clients are looking to move Epic to the cloud, to the public cloud, and we have an Epic on Azure offering there that we've optimized with Epic's help. Two is their whole SaaS offering called Nebula that you may be familiar with, where they bring all new capabilities through the SaaS offering. That's all on Microsoft Azure today. And they also, as you know from being at the meeting, they've announced a number of other technologies from Microsoft. They're standardized. So that's bucket one. Bucket two is all of these generative AI use cases. So one big one is the DAX Copilot. Another one is the stuff they announced with inbox management and analytics and et cetera. So they've got 60 plus use cases that I'm aware of. Again, you'll have to talk to Epic for more details, but a wide set of use cases on that front. And then we're also integrating a number of other applications on the Nuance side, the traditional Nuance side, that integrate deeply into Epic, whether that's PowerScribe on the radiology side or our patient engagement solution. So we've got a very deep partnership across sort of all levels of the technology stack, you know, with Epic. But for the latest for your audience, obviously for those that are Epic clients, you should talk to Epic and get all the details from them, because obviously they're the ones that have to give you the details on any of that.
Absolutely. Well, Peter, this is insightful. It helps us understand how this integration with the EHR is happening for Ambient Clinical Voice. So appreciate you taking time to talk with us. And thanks, everyone, for watching and listening. Thank you. If you want to find more great healthcare IT content like this, be sure to check it out at healthcareittoday.com or search for Healthcare IT Today on your favorite podcasting applications. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, John, for the time.